Walking on Cars, Ship Goes Down on 98FM. Look at that, 10 past 7 on the dot.
There's been a few weekends where I've gone to EDC. What do you want to do, mother daughter? Because I'm kind of running out of things to do in Dublin. I know that sounds odd, but I go Googling, I'm looking, where do you go, what do you do?
Loads to do.
Yeah, but you say that.
I do.
You say that.
And you do it.
There's only so much you can do.
I'm running out of free things.
Not even free things. Like, I don't mind paying for certain things, but like, I find that parks seem to be the best thing.
Yeah.
Because I keep finding these little gems of, you know, small little parks that I didn't even know were there. Like, one I did know were there because I used to live in Clontarf when I was a kid is St. Anne's Park. And that, for me, I think, is still the pinnacle of the best park in Dublin.
I still need
everything.
To bring Max and Elizabeth to
what?
St. Anne's.
Never been?
No.
Oh, my God, man. It's
crazy. Well, we live nowhere near St. Anne's Park.
It'd be worth the trip.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Then you can go to the beach.
Oh, yeah.
Go to the little beach.
Because we got the weather for it.
Yeah, no, the weather is supposed to be amazing this whole week, isn't it? But we decided me and Edie to go to Corky Park.
Yes.
This weekend. I had been there once before. I didn't actually know that was Corky Park, so it was a nice little surprise.
Well, that is a surprise.
Yeah. But there's loads of things in it. Ain't just a playground or a big open space. Do you know them Zorbs? There's a Zorb ball.
Yeah, Zorbing.
There's a place for that. There's a huge hill that they roll the Zorb ball down. They have a little quad and they pull it up the hill and then you pay, I don't know what it is, like €2 and you go down the hill. It's great little just...
I would say that is amazing. Did you do it?
No, it wasn't available at the time that we were doing it.
Damn it.
But I think as much as a good reviewer I think I am, Edie will always be better. So I suppose I'll let Edie take it away. Edie, whereabouts are you there? Are you down in Corky Park?
Yeah, thanks for that, Dad. Today I'm down at Corky Park and I went to a playground and I met two new friends and one was named Casey or something and the other one was called Hannah.
What was the fairy forest like?
And there was fairy doors and there was fairy seats.
Cool. So how would you rate this park?
Thousands out of 1,000.
So 100%?
Yes.
Cool. Thanks, Edie.
Welcome.
100% for Corky Park.
100%. That's the best rating we've gotten so far.
Like, what was the last one that you went to?
Oh, that was 1,000 out of 100.
No, you got 100 out of 1,000.
100 out of 1,000. Yeah, I don't know Edie's rating systems.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, 0877 98 98 98. That is it. Officially, I've run out of parks to bring Edie to.
That's it?
That's it. Phoenix Park. You name them, I've been there. But this is the thing, I want to know if there's anything out there. So 0877 98 98 98. Any other park, let me know in Dublin.
Harry Styles. Imagine if that was, if your second name was your job. Harry Styles, people. As in, like, he's a stylist. Oh, look, something else.
Now, it's time for 98FM's Greedy Guts.
Like, people's names that are actions.
Yo, I get you. I don't know, I can't think of one, that's why I'm just laughing. My brain isn't
John Owens.
Oh?
A computer. John Owens. Robert, you know what I mean, don't you?
I do.
Don't lie, Robert.
I wouldn't mind, but I discussed this with Luke before and he's like, let's do this.
Not.
See, now he's denying it.
I was going to get a bagel. How are you, Robert?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm grand, thanks for asking. What are you up to today?
Just on the way to work at the moment.
Oh, sweet.
You got your sister, Vanessa, and you got Jonathan as well helping.
Yeah, she's the chauffeur.
Well, nice for you now to have a chauffeur.
So do y'all want to play Greedy Guts?
I hope we do indeed.
Do you play usually when you're listening and like be shouting at the radio when people get in the...
They usually do well, but now I'm a bit nervous that I won't get a question right.
Don't be nervous because it's just the radio and thousands of people. Don't even think about it.
Do you know what? My stomach would be in knots now. I'd be feeling all pukey.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for that.
Okay, here we go. We're stalling because I had to rip me pieces of paper. For the first question, which is worth €25, what fruit helped Isaac Newton discover the theory of gravity? Quick, give me something.
I'm going to say, quick. What fruit helped an apple?
Oh my God, whoa, you were, that was so close.
Just about.
Don't mind the other two in the car. You answer the questions.
Lads, we've all time in the world to answer these questions. Hang on, we're
Robert. Okay, Robert, you won €25. That's the good news there. You all right?
Perfect, yeah.
I know you're nervous. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Take the money and run. Be the first. Be the first person to take the 25.
You get the chance once every blue moon. Come on, next one.
Go on, keep going. Good man. Fair play to you. Okay, for €50.
I did warn you.
be a little faster. Don't ask the others.
No problem. Yeah, sorry.
Trust me. I want you to win. See this one. So there's a new movie out called Guardians of the Galaxy. There's a sequel as well, and I just want to know what character.
Oh no!
It's all right. I'll tell you what. What is the name of the character that looks like a tree?
Groot.
All right, okay. The question actually was, what movie is a character called Groot?
Oh, no.
But Lee,
I know. Okay, so Robert, who's worse, me or you at this point? All right, pal, sorry for that. You won €50, congratulations. And I'm a dope, and you know, it's been proven.
Yeah.
Do you want to keep going for 100?
Yeah, I'll keep going.
Yeah, there's a chance you could get 500 the way Luke's going with this one.
Sorry, I went off
is
track.
Is it higher, the next one?
It is, yeah. It's a political one.
It's easy.
Are you ready? You ready?
Yeah.
What political party does former Taoiseach John Burton stand for?
Is it...
Quick, give me something.
Quick. Labour Party?
A Labour Party is correct. And thank you to the person who answered that.
They're Googling.
It's all right, let them go.
She's driving.
She's fair play.
Don't be Googling.
Multitasking. Okay. Now, we'll take a pause because, as I said before, the first three questions are sort of general knowledge, even when I get them wrong. The next one is worth €250, and I can't give you a clue, but it is up to you, pal. What do you want to do? Do you want to take the 100 squid, or do you want to keep going for 250?
I go for one more.
You, Robert, Vanessa, and Jonathan are a bunch of greedy guts.
Here we go. Good luck with this one, Robert.
Thanks.
Who voices Homer in the TV show The Simpsons?
Oh, Jesus. I was only watching this on YouTube the other day.
Quick.
Dan Catalina or something, is it?
Oh, my God, amazing!
Oh,
correct.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, get in.
Robert, my friend, my confidant, you've won €250 on 98FM's Greedy Goods. Can I get a woohoo, please?
Woohoo!
Okay, now the question is, are you going to take the money or are you going to go on?
I think I'm going to run if you can't give me a hint.
Robert, are you sure?
Yeah, I'll run.
Are you sure though, Robert?
Can you give me a hint?
No, I can't give you a hint, but I would love for you to win €500.
No, I'll run, because these guys tell me to run.
It's up to you. Are you ready? Go on, last decision.
I'm gone.
You're gone.
€250, well done, Robert.
Thanks very much.
Do you want to know it?
Yeah.
I love this. What English fitness blogger is known as the body coach?
Joe Wicks.
Yeah, you would have got it. You would have got €500.
You shouldn't have told me.
I'm sorry, but I just, you know, now you can look back and go, look, I started with nothing, I got 250.
Go on. Thank you very much.
All right, cheers, Robert. Thanks, Vanessa. Thank you. Jonathan. Bye-bye. There you go. That's how we play 98FM's Greedy Guts. Do it again tomorrow morning.
On the way, a body transformation, you might call it.
Oh, 98FM is Blur.
Alan is a 20-year-old student who was lucky enough to get a ticket for Bruno Mars over the weekend. And Alana joins me on the line. How are you, Alana?
How's it going?
Grand. So you went to the gig. A lot of my friends went to the gig and they believe it was a great gig. However, you had one slight problem. Now, just before we tell the story, you're a wheelchair user. Is that correct?
I am, yeah.
So you got a ticket to go to Bruno Mars. Was it situated in the... in the wheelchair section, is that where your ticket was for?
Yeah, there's two wheelchair sections and I was in the one kind of to the left.
Okay, so the two, I've seen one of them when I've been in the three arena. There's one wheelchair section to the right, I think, of the stage, and the other one is to the left, is that correct?
Yeah.
And you were put in the one on the left?
Yeah.
Okay, tell us what happened.
Well, you know, these tickets were really hard to get, so obviously I was really excited, paid my money for them. Got in. The staff have always been really great. You know, we got the lift up and we were parked essentially into the wheelchair area. That was grand. The support went on and it was fairly quiet for the support. So there was nobody in front of us at that stage. So I saw everything.
Okay.
And then, of course, it started filling up once Bruno was due to go on. So got there anyway and everyone gets really hyped up. So they stand in the seating area. So we put up with it for a little while and then eventually it just got ridiculous. We asked them to sit a few times. The staff asked them to sit a few times, but there was just no control in them at all.
So like, you didn't get to see any of the gig because there were people. Was it just two people standing in front of you?
No, like the whole section was stood up. So I understand, you know, one person stands up, then someone else can't see.
Yeah.
But the fact is, like, it is the seating area, so really nobody should be standing up.
So as a wheelchair user, you got to see none of the gig. Was it Saturday night you were there?
Yeah.
It was Saturday night. You got to see pretty much none of the gig.
Pretty much nothing, yeah.
Because as a wheelchair user, you're confined to a wheelchair.
Exactly. We don't have the option to stand up where the people in seating have taken it upon themselves to turn the seating area into a standing area for themselves.
Now, surely the people in front, you obviously told them to sit down. Were they aware that you were in a wheelchair?
Oh, 100%. Like it's a very visible area. It's on the walkway, so like you can't really get to your seats without passing us. So like people would have seen the row of wheelchairs. Like it was packed. So I'd say there was about maybe 10 other people in my particular wheelchair area, maybe more.
So okay, there's not a doubt in your mind that the people in front of you were aware that you were in a wheelchair.
Oh, 100%. They knew exactly.
Yet they still decided to stand up.
Yeah.
Now, how many people were in the wheelchair section where you were?
I'd say maybe 10 wheelchairs plus carers or a friend that would go along with them.
Okay, so a relatively large group of people.
Yeah.
They were obviously asked to sit down, because I know any time I've been at a gig at the Tree Arena, as I said, the staff are generally great, and if people do stand up, they generally, the staff are over straight away.
And oh yeah, 100%. Like the staff, I can't fault the staff. Like they were doing what they could. Like they were telling people to sit down, they were flashing their torches at them, but the people just eventually stopped listening, and just, they wanted their experience, and in turn, they took our experience away from us.
So your whole gig was ruined because of this. And I know in your email that you sent to us, there's a lot of other issues that you have. You believe pretty much that you're treated like a second-class citizen in this country.
Like, the people in front of us, like, they acknowledged us at one stage and then just went back to their gig. So it was kind of like, okay, you know, we see you there, but
yeah, you know, I'm in a wheelchair.
I'm going to go back to my gig. Good luck.
I don't give a damn about you.
Yeah,
about you, pretty much. Are you going to do something else about it? Now, we've contacted the Tree Arena. Obviously, as soon as we got your story, we contacted them and they basically sent, I'm looking at one of the emails they sent here, and they said it may take a wee while. We're going to get working on it, and they're trying to contact another group of people who organise this event. But
yeah.
But it seems to me, I mean, they could have sent back a response.
I've posted the picture that I sent in on their Facebook page, but I haven't gotten that back just yet. Like, there is people that are saying, you know, this is ridiculous, this is shocking. Another girl that posted on the page, I think she got over 200 responses on her post. And as far as I know, she hasn't heard anything.
Now, the photograph that you took at the gig, you can check out the photograph, by the way. It's on our Twitter page, if you want to go to our Twitter page, which is @DublinTalks98FM. And we've posted the picture that Alana took at DublinTalks98FM on Twitter. And the photograph clearly shows two people in denim shirts standing in front of you. You can see the stage in the foreground there with Bruno Mars on the stage.
But
that was taken by you, was it, from your wheelchair? No, I mean, you can see nothing with the two people standing
nothing
in front of you.
Nothing, and like, as well, like, that was them when they were standing still. Like, these two were giving it socks. They were waving their arms and they were dancing away. And
how many times during the gig did you turn around to them and tap them on the shoulder or whatever, say, here, listen, I cannot see this gig?
We said this to them about twice, and then the staff went over to them and said, listen, which is mine sitting down. And there was another two girls that actually left before me because someone else had said, listen, I can't see.
Barry Dunn.
On the way, while we all hate Dublin traffic jams, plus we'll play music from Coldplay and Martin Jensen, and now this is Adele.
Dublin's best music mix. 98 FM.
Yeah, the fam with Barry.
Gary Dunn and Coldplay, Speed of Sound. Not quite, because apparently Dublin traffic jams are now costing us €350 million a year. The next time they do a Lewis extension, I want them to run right past my front door. That would be perfect.
98FM's Best of Dublin Awards.
With Renault Belgarde and Michael Grant Renault, the home for Renault in South Dublin.
Forget the traffic jams, though. Here at 98FM, we're celebrating the Best of Dublin for 2017. The awards are on once again, and one of our categories this year, there's a couple of people who know all about traffic jams, I suspect. We are looking for the best taxi driver in Dublin. The finalists, the nominees are Paul Cullen, John Spencer, Alex Murray, Marcus Richardson and Paddy Daly. They have all been nominated by so many different people over the last couple of weeks. But the voting has begun since this morning, so if you would like to vote under that category, Best Taxi Driver in Dublin, feel free to do it right now at 98FM.com.
98.
Live from the Dublin News Centre, this is 98FM, first for Dublin News.
At one, I'm Brendan O'Loughlin. Joan Burton has told the Jobstown 7 trial that it's not necessarily water off a duck's back for her to be called names like a bitch or the C word. The former Taoiseach is continuing to be cross-examined in the trial of TD Paul Murphy and six other men who deny falsely imprisoning her during a water charge protest in November 2014. 98FM's Stephanie Grogan reports.
Michael O'Higgins, who's representing one of the accused men, 50-year-old Ken Purcell of Kiltalong Green and Tala, told Joan Burton that it was indefensible that water balloons or eggs were thrown at her on the day of the anti-water charge protest in Jobstown. The barrister also said he's not defending the conduct of people calling her a bitch and the C-word. But he said while the name-calling was distasteful, he asked for one of the leaders of the country, would it not be water off a duck's back? Joan Burton, who was taunted at the time, said, not necessarily, if blows are being rained down on the car. She said she doesn't expect everyone to agree with her or like her, but in general, she gets a mixture of both. And she said the venom and hatred she experienced that. It was also put to her that a lot of people had egg on them that day, but the people throwing them were coming from outside the group of protesters. 98FM. First for Dublin News.
Gardaí are continuing to question two people in their 20s in connection with a murder in Clondalkin. The killing took place in December of last year. 98FM's Trish Laverty reports.
This murder happened on the 22nd of December last year in the driveway of a house at St. Ronan's Drive. A lone gunman pumped bullets into a car, killing the 62-year-old victim, Noel Kerwin. A female passenger was uninjured. The gunman made his getaway in a white Peugeot van, which was found burnt out at the Neilstown Shopping Centre. The killing was linked to the Hutch Kinahan feud. After being arrested this morning in North County Dublin, a man and a woman are being held at Lucan and Blanchardstown Garda stations, where they can be questioned for up to 7 days. 98FM first for Dublin News.
There's a call for all prisoners leaving jail to be prioritised for housing. It's after the parole board recommended those finishing life sentences should top the queue. 98FM's Aideen Finnegan has more.
It's claimed prioritising housing for convicts who finished their life sentences would benefit society. The parole board says offering them stable accommodation on their release cuts down on reoffending and homelessness. The numbers are small, typically 5 or 6 people a year. Paddy Richardson is with the Irish Association for the Social Integration of Offenders. He's told 98FM News all former inmates should be supported in this way because council rules mean doors are often shut in their face.
Unless you're applying for accommodation in the area from which you were sent from prison, you would not be considered for housing. Now, many of the people that we're talking about, if they're lifers, if they're sex offenders, their communities don't want them.
Despite having not committed a crime, 4 ex-prisoners were brought back to jail in 2016 because of accommodation issues. 98FM, first for Dublin News.
TDs are going to be forced to stand for the Dáil's daily prayer and pause for 30 seconds of silence afterwards. Rules are being rewritten today, which some deputies aren't happy with. Ruth Coppinger says she won't be taking part.
We have to separate now church and state, and that's kind of obvious by all of the things we've been discussing. I don't think that this 30-second reflection thing is a bit silly. It hasn't stopped them enforcing austerity. It hasn't stopped them savaging lone parents.
An Irish software company is creating 100 jobs in Cherry Orchard. Globoforce is hiring at its headquarters at Park West. Graduates could face a monthly bill of €160 into their 30s if a student loan system gets the go-ahead. An Oireachtas committee is examining a Study Now, Pay Later scheme as a way of funding third-level education. Ed Walsh, the founding president of the University of Limerick, is a fan of the idea.
The contingent loan system is very equitable in the sense that if your income doesn't reach a certain level, you don't pay back your loan.
And voting for this year's Best of Dublin Awards is now open on 98fm.com. You can pick your favourites in 16 categories like Best Gym, Best Breakfast and Dublin Hero. The winners will be announced later this month. On the way, 98fm Sport.
That is brand new Lady Gaga. It's called The Cure on Dublin's Best Music Mix 98FM. I'm on the big ride home here. It's Dara Quilty. Oh, the weather outside is weather. I tell you, the listeners of 98FM, that's you. You may as well take my job. People are suggesting incredible songs. Dublin City, the mood is good today. The sun is shining and we're all happy in our nappies.
Hello?
Eric, how are you? What in God's name is that noise?
Oh no, that's Dara Quilty.
Yeah, where are you?
I'm in Covington's Friends in Minute.
What is the loudest thing going on in the background there? I've never heard anything louder in my life. What is that?
The machine making what I'm working at.
What are you making?
Haylage for horses.
You are making haylage for horses right now listening to 98FM.
I am, yeah. Every day of the week.
Well, thank you very much for listening to 98FM while you do that. I never thought there was a man making that for horses listening to 98FM. Now I know, Eric.
Yeah?
You could be the only lad out there doing that today.
I could be.
What can I do for you?
Could you play Summer Jam, please?
Eric, you know what, man? You should quit that job and get into radio. That is a great song suggestion. I'll get that on for you right now.
Okay, thanks a million.
Let's do it, baby. It's 98FM.
Get on the floor. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Put your
only number one. Tinchy Strider and Dubs, number one, 98FM. It's Dara Quilty on the big ride home. What's happening with you?
When I was 17.
When I was 17.
With House of Tiles, transforming your home with quality designer tiles and bathrooms.
Houseoftiles.ie.
98FM.
Always an excuse to play something you don't hear so much anymore on the radio. On the radio. That's why Louise texted in. She's heard When I Was 17 before. Let's meet her. Hi, Louise. Let's meet you. How are you?
Hiya. How's it going?
When you were 17, it was 1999.
Yeah. That's it.
So do you like boys or girls, Louise?
Like boys or girls?
Yeah, boys or girls.
Boys.
Boys. So when you were 17 and you were going out and you were meeting boys, did they say, will you meet him for kissing? Is that what they called
it? Yeah, that's it. Or will you get off with him?
You get off with him, will you meet him?
Yeah.
I think they still call it that. It was, shifting would be a country thing.
Yeah, we never use shift.
And then if you're from Dublin 4, you'd say, excuse me, will you score my mate? That was scoring, wasn't it? So, meeting, will you meet whore? That's what they used to say. These are songs that would have been playing when you were out meeting people. Discos, the kind of R&B you asked for today.
That's it, yeah, great stuff.
I'm going by your request of R&B and see what 1999 had to offer. Oh, yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, you got it. Can you remember the name of the band?
TLC.
Yes, it is. Very good. Good line when you were 17, was it? My friend wants to know, will you meet me? That was a good one. Next one, 1999. This was in the charts. Does it sound familiar?
Oh, yeah. Brand, is it the Friday night, you brand your boys
went out. No.
Oh, no, no.
You'll know it when you hear the chorus. Then they hung out. Would you like me to skip in? You came
home around three.
Have a listen to this. It's not
right. Oh, yeah.
Whitney Houston! I'm gonna make it anyway. Pack your bag up and leave. It's not right, but it's okay. 1999. And our last one. God, double bonus points if you can remember the name of this song or artist.
Hi, my name is Stereo Mike.
Like, forgot this song existed, Louise, until you text in. This is Brand Van 3000.
God, I haven't
heard
it in so long.
Drinking
Difficult selection today, Louise, to be honest. Pretty good songs, actually. There's not a lot of cheese in there. We heard in order TLC No Scrubs, Whitney Houston It's Not Right But It's Okay, and the last one, Brand Van 3000 Drinking in LA. They're your songs from 1999, from when you were 17. Is there an obvious choice, Louise, or are you stuck between two of them, or what?
It has to be No Scrubs for me.
No Scrubs. We'll give you Movies at Dundrum or Swords Passes for coming on, Louise. Well done.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. That's how you do it, ladies and gentlemen. This is good radio. This is 98 FM. A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fine. Also
known as a buster. Now, your 98-second daily fix.
Did you have a good bank holiday weekend? Well, one lucky dub did. He became a millionaire after he bought a ticket because he needed change for a parking meter. Seriously? The winning Daily Millionaire Quick Pick ticket was sold on Sunday at Spire Store in Liffey Street. The delighted family man, who wishes to remain anonymous, claimed 1 million prize money from the National Lottery headquarters this morning. Introducing a graduate loan scheme based on income will be discussed at the Dáil Committee later on this evening. It's seen as one of the cheapest options to fund third level education into the future. Student numbers are expected to increase by 30%. If this goes ahead, college graduates could expect to pay monthly fees of up to €160 until they reach 33 years of age. There was a gig announced today, but not a music gig, a comedy one. Michael McIntyre is going to be doing a global world tour, and he's bringing it to Dublin, Three Arena, on Friday, 8th of June.
And I've been getting into some of your terminologies. I was coming through immigration with my passport, which is always intense, and this bloke went, "What's the story?" I have never heard this expression.
Loves Ireland, doesn't he? Tickets will go on sale this Friday from usual outlets, May 5th at 9 a.m. And finally, it's like the battle of which One Directioner can release the most amount of music. As I just mentioned, Harry Styles, he has released some new music today, which you can hear on 98fm.com. Liam Payne, he announced also that he is just about finished his album. We'll be releasing that soon. And now our favourite of the One Direction guys, Niall Horan, he tweeted saying that his brand new single, Slow Hands, will be released this Thursday, May 4th. For more on all those stories, you can see 98fm.com. But that was your 98-second Daily Fix.
The Fix. On 98FM.
Why pay more?
98FM Sport with Captain America's Cookhouse and Bar. Great food, kick-ass cocktails, and rockin' music.
The first of this season's Champions League semi-finals is underway, and there is a leader. Real have taken the lead against at home against Madrid neighbours Atletico in the first leg. It's that man again, Cristiano Ronaldo, with a header from 6 yards out. The match is almost 20 minutes old, and Atletico keeper Jan Oblak has just prevented a certain second goal. Rafael Varane with another brilliant header from inside the box there. So 1-0 with almost 20 minutes played. Back home, and Shamrock Rovers are entertaining Longford Town in the EA Sports Cup quarterfinals. There's just 10 minutes to go there before the break, and it's scoreless. Zlatan Ibrahimovic has revealed he's fixed, done, and stronger. The statement came in a social media post after he underwent a knee operation. The Manchester United striker's out for the rest of the season. He picked up ligament damage in the Red Devils' Europa League quarterfinal win over Anderlecht. Jack McCaffrey has told 98FM Sport he's back to full fitness. The Dublin defender missed the Allianz League final and Clontarf's opening Dublin Senior Championship match with a hamstring complaint. The Dubs will be taking a look at what went wrong in their final defeat to Kerry before the championship starts in June. McCaffrey feels there were both positives and negatives.
I'm sure there's lots of things we did very well that we'll kind of try and do more of, and I'm sure there's a few things that we did poorly that we'll try and do much less of. To be honest, it's like any other game. You know, the result was disappointing, but we'll analyse it in the same way that we do any match.
498 FM Sport with Captain America's Cookhouse and Bar. Great food, kick-ass cocktails, and rockin' music. I'm Stephen Doyle.
98FM's Best of Dublin Awards 2017.
Finding everything great about our city.
With Renault Bellegarde and Michael Grant Renault, the home for Renault in South Dublin.
The nominations are in, and now it's time to get voting.
Best Breakfast. The nominees are White Moose Cafe, Grange Gorman, The Hazel House, Tibraden, GK Cafe, Tala, Kilkenny Restaurant, Nassau Street, and Bang Bang Phibsborough.
Be the best.
Vote now at 98FM.com.
98FM's Best of Dublin Awards.
At appliances delivered.